Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Great day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. We have a wonderful show for you today. We want to delight you with a topic that everyone relates to. And let me give you the title. And the title is going to be My Communication Lingo. Yes, I was sitting here just taking my trash out, and I came into my studio this morning, and I thought about what can I present this week that would impact everyone, not just Americans, not just the United States, not just my surroundings, but pretty much everyone. And everyone is affected by this communication and your lingo. And you may want to ask, what does lingo mean? And lingo means the vocabulary or jargon of a particular subject or group of people. Yes, lingo basically is your communication style. We have such a difficult thing in everyone's world where communication is something that we should all try to perfect. And I want to talk about this subject because it will help define how you listen and how you communicate with others around you by understanding their lingo. Again, lingo means the vocabulary or jargon of a particular subject or group of people. Now, when it talks about lingo as a particular subject, the communication styles within all of us comes from a lineage of a journey that we have impacted in our own personal life. So when you meet someone new, they have a lingo, a history of a communication style that they have conquered in their life, they have assumed in their life. And the best part about meeting new people is learning their communication skills so that you will be able to communicate with one another effectively. And one of the things that I hear and listen to all the time when I'm listening to people when they speak about relationships, when they get married, is understanding each other's communication style and understanding their history, and so that they will be able to communicate effectively. But today I want to talk about that because not only this subject will, I believe it will help increase your understanding of an individual by listening to them more so than speaking, because by listening to others, you will understand their lingo, their communication style, where they're coming from. So the communication will not be misunderstood. And you won't have a lot of misunderstanding, and you'll perceive someone saying one thing when the person is really communicating with you on a totally different level. And the maturity of understanding a person's communication style is by listening and asking questions and understanding their history of their life, per se. This is something that is ongoing. It's never ending. We always are understanding one another's communication style. That's if you're interested in understanding someone's communication style. A lot of wars and a lot of conflict and a lot of strife and a lot of anger comes from not understanding when you're communicating. I want to, talk about one of the things that I learned coming out of high school. I was actually working at an electronics department, and where I was introduced to a lot of people from the Asian descent and a lot of, I think it was, we had Korea, we had one person that was from Laos. We had another person from, I can't even remember, Vietnam. We had many people from Vietnam, and I had to learn their communication style, and they had to learn my communication style because I was their team lead. I had a team of six Vietnamese ladies that I had to learn their communication style. Of course, they were speaking broken English, but still, there was still a communication style within their English language, the parts that they knew. And a lot of times, in the beginning, when I was introduced to them, the communication style and them understanding where I was coming from as a individual was very different, and it was very difficult because they didn't understand first my culture. They didn't understand where I came from. But how did I get beyond the communication, the lingo between them? We start communicating about our history. I start learning more about where they came from, how they became a U.S. Participant, because at the time they were studying for the United States citizens test. So they wasn't quite a citizen of the United States yet, but there was a lot of conversations about African Americans, you know, and I would listen to them talk about some things, and I would have to correct them about the deception that they had learned through a philosophy of incorrect information about African Americans. And because I was open to that, it helped to bridge the communication between each of us. I asked a lot of difficult questions that I learned, that the philosophy that I received of understanding of Vietnam people and what they do and what they did. And so the communication amongst the seven of us was very open. I did not cause a hostile environment where they could not feel comfortable to ask me questions. And so this is something that I wanted to talk about in our show today and discuss. Again, our title is My Communication Lingo. And a lot of times conflict comes because we're not understanding communication. But I want to bridge a gap today and giving you some feedback on my experience, how I have learned how to communicate well with others. And sometimes it's not perceived as I'm coming off very friendly, because I ask a lot of questions just to make sure I am understanding someone's communication style when they're speaking to me. There have been times, because I ask a lot of questions, that it will appear to them that I am being smart-mouthed, or I'm being rude or anything like that. And I have to stop and let them know that I'm asking questions because I'm trying to understand exactly what the person is communicating to me, so that I will be able to communicate with them on the same level based on their jargon. Again, the word lingo means a vocabulary or jargon or a particular subject or group of people. And one of the things, I know this is, my mother is probably going to get me because I'm going to mention her in this podcast today. But a lot of times she'll ask me questions in regards to her computer. And because I had been a help desk representative, and she has never been a help desk representative, she's just asking questions to me in regards to how to fix her computer. And I come across in the tier one perspective as a help desk operating person from when I was doing the job, and I would ask tons of questions. I'm not in the emotional state. I'm just asking questions to her to find out exactly what is her communication style based on her problem. And I had to do this when I was doing help desk, because a lot of people don't understand the lingo of being a technician. And so a technician will ask tons of questions to find out exactly what are you calling this particular item with your computer, because they are already experienced in being a technician. And so they ask a lot of questions to narrow it down exactly where the customer is speaking about the computer. So they will be able to help them profoundly, you know. And this is something that we have to do every single day when we meet people, when we're employees and we have peers on the job, is to ask questions about their life, because a lot of times people are not proficient about coming into a work environment and focus on the work at hand. They come in and they want to talk about personal things. They want to be sociable, and that's normal. That is like everywhere we go when we are employees or working on a job. But in order to make sure that the environment stays consistently, when you're working with people and you're staying consistent in your relationship in a work environment or in a social environment, you want to be more of a listener than more of a communicator, depending on the person that you're speaking with, because they could be just like you, a person that's listening, trying to find out what is your communication style, what is your life, and they're more. If they're more mature about relational communication, that's what the person would be doing, is listening extensively. And this will help tremendously when a person is just getting married. Plus, before you even get married, you should already have already conquered the communication style. But a lot of times, communication styles goes years and years. It's one of those things, what is an every single day tackle, which you have to understand a person, because there's so much about a person in their life that you will not over a lifetime understand who they really are. And from my married friends, they say you don't know a person until you marry them. Well, you can get to know them before you get married by practicing understanding their communication style. And most often when you're eager to understand the person's communication style and you're both doing that, it'll help minimize a lot of conflicts. It'll minimize a lot of misunderstanding. Well, I thought you meant this. I thought you meant that. You know, we hear a lot of that all the time. I thought this is what you mean. These are people who have not practiced the communication style to try to find out what is this person's communication style. I remember meeting someone and they had a history of a longevity in a relationship. And I have a history of longevity of being single, and our communication style had not yet been concluded yet. I had to understand where that person is, and they had to understand where I am. And there was a lot of communication and a lot of explaining. This is how I think as a single person. And then I will ask, how do you think as a person who have been in a relationship for extended of time? Because the communication style and the way of life and the way of living was completely different. The way of looking at the same picture, but perceiving that picture as a totally different concept when you're explaining it to the other person or when you're communicating to the other person. This is like a little practice test that you actually can do. I don't want to call it a practice test, but it's like fun to help understand each person's communication style and how they view life. This will eliminate a lot of arguments, a lot of misunderstandings, a lot of misconclusions. There was a time when I was younger, I believe I was in my 19 years old, and I dated a guy who was in college. And we dated for maybe about 4 years, but I knew his communication style was more corporate. He was going towards the corporate end of life. And he was in college, and I knew he had a lot of college friends, a lot of college female friends. And I knew he also liked to go out and club and just have a great time. My communication style was not about going out to a club. Now, I did go to parties and things like that, but he was more so of the club scene because he was a college student. I worked pretty much. And our communication style was completely different, but I understood his communication style. So there was this one particular time I was at his house and his friends came over, and there were about maybe four or five girls came over to pick him up. They were going to clubs, and his girlfriend, his friends came over, and I'm there as his female friend, and they were stunned to see I was there. They wasn't expecting me to be there. And they questioned him. She doesn't care that you're going out and hang out with us. He knew that I did not have a... I knew that these were his friends. He was his college friends. They were his corporate friends. You know, they all went to college and they all working in the corporate end. So I knew that they were his friends. Did it bother me that he was going to hang out with his female friends? There were five women, five women and probably two guys that was going out hanging out. No, it did not, because I understood his communication style. There was no reason for me to feel threatened because of that. I wasn't going to the club with him. You know, he knew I wasn't going to the club with him. And so, no, that is something that you have to be able to understand when you're having communication styles with your relationships, friends, so the conflict is not there. I know this is the taboo subject. A lot of people say, well, how dare you? How? I don't believe how you were allowed him to go out with his female friends and it didn't bother you. No, because my communication style is not a jealous person. And the way I thought about relationships is I wasn't married to this person, so he did not belong to me. I dated him, and the communication style in my perceptive was I trusted him. He chose me. I did not choose him to be his special lady. So I felt as though this is his lifestyle. This is how he connects. This is how he goes out and have fun. And so that was our communication style. Your communication style may be completely different. You may not trust your mate to go hang out with female friends. That will be your communication style from whatever history that you have based on that. This is something you will have to communicate with your special person. But it goes along with the word, the meaning of the word lingo, as the vocabulary or jargon of a particular subject or group of people. Now, I want to say that there are communication styles and philosophies amongst us everywhere. We have communication styles with the government. We have the communication styles with education and the media and entertainment, going to church, having a relationship with God. And one of the things that, and let me speak about the relationship and communication style with God. Everyone's relationship and communication style with God is determined by the amount of knowledge that you have of the Lord. Now, someone may be going through a lot of things in life, but they don't have a history and a relationship with the Father. They don't understand his word. They don't really know the in-depth of his word to really hold on to faith. So you find someone that you go to church and you listen to the people who do have a relationship with the Lord, and they pray with you and they pray for you, and it helps impact your communication and learning the style of having a relationship with the Heavenly Father. And that is something totally different. One of the things I express to everyone, find out how you can communicate with the Father and have an intimate relationship with him based on your communication style that you have with him, because he knows you. He knows all things. And that's something that you're interested in having. He will reveal himself to you. Then you'll have that one-on-one communication style, that relationship that you will not have a misunderstanding about his word. So when you go to a church or listen to someone speak about the Father and speak about the Lord, you automatically have a relationship with him, and you'll know that that philosophy is untrue of what they're speaking about. I read all the time when people are asking questions and saying statements about, you know, if there was a God, you know, why is this not happening? That is because the in-depth of their knowledge of the Heavenly Father is not yet been revealed to them to answer their questions. And maybe openly they're really asking a question, but don't really know how to go into finding the answers. And no, I do not answer them, because that's not my responsibility to do that. But today I want to talk about, again, our subject is my communication lingo. And I truly believe learning communication styles from other people, it will help you learn more about them and help you learn more about just in general their history. I have found that when I did work at that company and working with all the different type of races, it taught me a lot. It changed my perspective from people of different nationalities, because we had a lot of different nationalities that came and worked with us. And I had the opportunity to do that. And I am very grateful that there was an opportunity for me to understand their lifestyle, how they came about, why they cook so much rice and how to cook rice. The relationship there at a younger age became so profound that they included me as part of their family. When they brought their lunch, they brought me lunch. Now, some things I didn't, you know, care about, but they knew that I was experimenting on real Asian food, you know. But what I want to talk to you guys about today is expounding your interest in learning more of a communication style with other people, so that you may be equipped to understand where they're coming from based on where you are at that particular moment, to be able to communicate with them effectively. Now, there are times that some people are very hard to communicate with them, but if you take the time and just listen to really what they're saying, you'll understand exactly where they are and where not to go and what not to say. Because I've been around a lot of people that I just kind of listened to them, and I knew that I had to form my words in certain ways so that I will not offend them, because they was not listening to me or trying to communicate effectively to me. They're more so communicating. So with that in mind and with that perspective, when someone is more so interested in communicating and not listening to how you're communicating, this is the time to take the time to just kind of get a little quiet and just listen to them. And you have to shift and listen to them and shift yourself so that you will be able to communicate effectively with them, so they will be able to understand what you're talking about based on their foundation. That also eliminates a lot of stress, a lot of strife. It communicates that you are more so into peace with them. But right now, there's a lot of hostility. And when there's a lot of hostility, this is when you try to find out where the communication style can be bridged, so the effective of the communication would be there without any problems, you know. But this way, with understanding communication lingo with every perspective of life, will help increase your knowledge and your understanding with people. And you'll be able to work beside them. You'll be able to hang out with them more effectively. You know, I hear a lot of times when people talk about, oh, this is my circle. These are my people over here. Well, I don't think that life is really about circles, more so than it's about who can I trust or who can I affiliate myself with based on the communication style. We want to really get along with everybody, and I understand what it means about having circles, but we also cannot exclude people who don't communicate as we do, but open ourselves up to be able to understand their communication style so that we will be learning more about just pretty much people that is around us and how they're coming and impacting our lives daily. Again, we have 7.7 billion people in the world. And can you imagine the communication styles with 7.7 billion people in the world? But it can happen, but it takes a willingness of two people to wanting to know the lingo, the vocabulary, the jargon. One of the things that when I, in 2001, I met this young lady, and we were trying to learn about the principles of God, the kingdom of God, you know, and we would look up every single word trying to find out what exactly is God talking about here. We would look up the word thee, we would look up the word that and by and, you know, everything, because God speaks totally different than what we speak here on the earth sometimes. And we wanted to know to make sure that we understood exactly what he meant. Because what sometimes when he's speaking, we may think he is speaking our language, but God never shifts. He speaks his language, and it's for us to understand his language and the perspective of what he is speaking about, because everything is complete and finished. But that is just a little tip about a relationship with your Heavenly Father when you're praying. But it's pretty much the same with us amongst you and I, learning one another's communication style so that people will not misunderstanding. And then it's okay to let people know that that is not what you meant. That's not what I was saying, you know, and then explaining to them what you really are saying. And that is, if they receive you, that they're just as open in learning your communication style just as much as you are learning their communication style. So listen, you guys, we're going towards the end of the year, and this is something I wanted to just bring before you about communication lingo. And being open to understanding other people's communication styles, okay? But this is the end of our podcast, and I really enjoyed talking about this subject because I had so much in my life of learning other people's communication style. I did it only because it helps me learn about different subjects, you know? I was very open. Again, like I stated, that I worked with several different Vietnamese people, and I was really open in learning about their history and their life and how they felt about living in the United States, how they felt about Americans, how they felt about coming over on a boat, living in a refugee place. It was like a camp for a couple of days. I think they lived there for like a month. But I was really interested in the open. So I listened a lot and understanding their communication style. So I'll be able to lead them while we were working, because it was more important for me to listen to them so that I would not offend them. But I am always open to different communication styles and people. So I want you to also go forward being open and understanding other people's communication styles and not be offended at how they come across, but learning why you coming across and what communication style is this, so that I will be able to communicate with you effectively. But that's the end of our podcast for today. And I want to thank you for coming back and listening to us every week. And remember, you guys, we have wonderful products on our website. Purchasing the products really helps fund the excursion of helping people out in the community. as I do often. I guess I need to take more pictures and post it and all of that. I'm really terrible about that. A lot of times people don't want to be on social media. My family, for instance, they're not interested in being on social media. And they threaten me all the time about posting pictures and talking about any gatherings. I cannot include them. I can just show myself. But they don't want to be on social media. They're not interested in that lifestyle. They like living a peaceful life. I have cousins who do not like to be on social media. My family is like, do not put my picture on social media. But but really, just go to our website and make a purchase. Again, I think, 10 to 15% of the proceeds go in helping our community. You can go to comfortofpromises.com, or you can go to our social media and take a look at the products in our store. You can click on the e-store, and you can see a lot of things that we're offering. And listen, you guys, I want you to have a great day and a great rest of the week, and enjoy this beautiful season in November. But this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. So you guys go and be effective communicators and win and learn about your neighbors. It is so empowering. I talk to you guys next week. Bye, you guys.
Hey, everyone. Have you ever had a day that you planned to accomplish a gazillion of things, but distractions interrupted your commitment and you achieved nothing? There's a perfect solution to the madness. Try journaling on your busiest days. We offer 6 amazing cool designs of journal entry journals starting at $5.99. These journals are designed to improve your goal productivity. So what are you waiting for? Order now at comfortingpromises.com. Click on the e-store tab. Your day will be happier you did.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye, you guys.